message from President Barack Obama.
Every vote counts. And when I hear people say otherwise, I get fired up. Because even though my name isn't on the ballot, the progress we've made together is. So is opportunity, tolerance, and justice.
Hi, sorry about that. our programming got messed up. Hello, back. Welcome back to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. So, hey, what's up? Hello. We are going to try to play some really chill music, but also right now we're going to try to also play some PSAs that we have to do because if we don't do those, we get in trouble, which is fun. But I'm going to read one because I don't know if anyone knows, but I personally think that I have really good dramatic reading skills. Teresita believes that I can do great things with my voice, even though it's nasally and I'm breathing really heavy and weird. So get ready. This one is about high school dropout prevention. So all those high schoolers out there, don't drop out. It's bad. Okay, this one is called Shared Responsibility. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members too, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help make it through, because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide a boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Following on that education track... your GED, if you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way to level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. Yay! So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED. That's 1-877-38-YOURGED. Or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Education is important. We're a college, so we know that it's important, even though sometimes it's really annoying to do homework and stuff. It's good to be smart. Okay, here's Nora music. Yay. Woohoo. Nora. She was smiling, roses blooming in her cheeks. In a quiet kind of litany, she accepted some defeat. And then she drove into the arms of disgrace and then repelled. Now she's fallen to her knees, but you couldn't ever tell. And then she asked me how we got here. I told her I know. And if you keep on asking, I'll just keep saying so.
Feel safe. I just wanna make it glow. How you glowed when we were young. It was the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day. The flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, I'm back. All right, here's another fun PSA to make you learn things about the world. This one is about wildfire prevention, which is hugely important, and it's called Burn Responsibly. When burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before building a fire, burning yard waste, which also you're never supposed to do, just FYI, it's bad for the environment, contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Always be sure to burn responsibly because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smokey the Bear. To learn more, visit SmokeyBear.com. Oh, apparently it's not Smokey the Bear, it's just Smokey Bear. Whatever. Only you can prevent wildfires, which is true. And also, again, burning yard waste is, like, bad for the environment. Apparently. I read somewhere. But anyway, don't do that. Welcome to fall, by the way, everyone. We haven't really been on the radio for a month due to extenuating circumstances such as my birthday and the power being out on campus last week. And I think that was it. That's why we haven't been on for a month. But anyway, we're back. We're back in action. And we hope that you guys are happy to have us here. So here's a song that is a shout out to my father, who really wanted me to play this song. So I was like, okay, fine. It's called Rebel Heart by The Shelters. And if he's not listening, I'll be disappointed.
Just kidding, George. We love you.
George, we love you. Okay, here's a song for you, George. Okay, bye.
The writing's on the wall.
Too hot. slow, thing curls all small. Take a back seat or play Pharaoh. Dance with me and shake your bones. Slow down, society. Lays ease on plush pillows, slender caves of radiant chrome, paperback dreams in their deep doors, twitch their toes to black mambo.
Later, much later, we heard something. We didn't breathe for listening. Then footsteps on the back porch, creeping, then more confident. After all, nobody was home. A hand closed on the knob on the screen door to the kitchen and found it latched. We heard a little sawing sound as a file began to slice through the screen wire. Grandma reached down for something in her sewing basket. Through the darkness, I managed to notice Grandma's rocker was rocking and she wasn't in it. She was standing over me. "Keep just behind me," she whispered. I followed her across the room into the kitchen. Now we were by the door, and I heard the scuffle of heavy feet in there on the crinkly linoleum. Grandma turned back to me. Under my nose, she struck a wooden match with her thumbnail. She touched the match to something in her other hand. It sizzled. Then she leaned down and rolled it into the invisible kitchen. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book A Long Way from Chicago by Richard Peck. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Hey y'all, what's up? That was weird, I'm sorry. Honestly, all our PSAs are just about books, and like, you know, it's good to read. As I've learned as a college student, it's good to be educated. I don't know. If anything has become very important to me and very obvious to me in the past couple months of America's issues, it's been that we have an education disparity in our country. And everyone should be more educated than they are. So maybe go read a book or like Google stuff or like, I don't know, get a magazine subscription or something.
And on that note, just a personal PSA, Monday is election day.
Tuesday is election day.
Okay, sorry. Tuesday is election day.
It's always on a Tuesday.
Please vote in your local elections.
And for the presidential election.
Yes.
Please. Please, God,
please
vote.
Put your vote in. And also, any Lafayette students listening, we have our student government elections on that same day.
And if you are voting in Pennsylvania, there will be puppies at certain polling places hosted by, I don't know, some group. But all I know is there will be puppies. So, like, obviously, if you like puppies, which if you don't, you, like, I don't know why you're a person. But, like, if I'm assuming you're, like, a normal human being and you like puppies. And so if you do, come vote. And I'll be there with some puppies. And it'll be really fun. So everyone, please go vote. Okay. Sorry to make you freaked out about that. Don't stress. It'll be fine, probably. Hopefully. I don't know. Okay.
Yay. Also, Dave Chappelle is hosting SNL.
Yeah. Dude, get excited. Dave Chappelle's amazing. And A Tribe Called Quest will be on as well, which is pretty epic. I don't know. So even if, you know, I don't care who you're voting for. I don't. Yes, you can. I don't know who you're going to vote for. But hopefully it ends up okay for everyone. And if not, you know, just watch SNL. It'll make you feel better.
I'll move to Canada.
I'll move to Hawaii, even though it's part of America. But, like, Hawaiians don't care. It's fine. Whatever.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. Okay. Here's more music, everyone.
Yeah, we have the last two songs. Thanks for
listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Unfiltered and Uncut with M. Cohen and
Teresita Garza-Crane.
And we love you very much, and we hope you have a wonderful week.
Yay!
Music.
Just one night, all we got. Just one night, all we got. Just one night, all we got. Just one night, all we got.
I ain't got time for you, baby. Either you're mine or you're not. Make up your mind, sweet baby. Right here, right now is all we got. A little party never killed nobody. So we gon' dance until we drop. A little party never killed nobody. Right here, right now is all we got.
Skeetin' bada pop.
Rock, are you ready?